We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Tell us a little bit about the accusations that the city is facing in terms of having a lack of transparency in these negotiations.
Sure. So at the end of the day, this lawsuit is really about trying to get more records. What they're saying is that the city hasn't turned over or even looked thoroughly for records related to the negotiations with Google for the sale of a lot of public land in downtown San Jose. And they want a judge to tell the city to look more thoroughly and to turn over records that the city currently says is, you know, not is privileged information, because a lot of them relate to ongoing negotiations.
So aside from that assertion of privileged information, what else is the city saying in its defense?
Well, so they are saying that they have looked thoroughly for the records. They're saying that they've turned over everything that's that is considered a public document. And they are claiming that they have been extraordinarily transparent in the negotiations with Google, that they've released everything that they possibly can and have tried to keep the public appraised as they go along.
And tell us, so what is it in the course of these negotiations that people from the public feel like they should know? It boils down to some pretty fine details of the negotiation process, correct?
Yeah, it sure does. So, I mean, for instance, these two groups, Working Partnerships and First American Coalition, say that, you know, they have only two emails between Mayor Sam Liccardo and people who work at Google. And they believe that Mayor Sam Liccardo was kind of at the center of a lot of these negotiations over the value of land that would be sold to Google, and it was last December the sale happened. But, you know, they say, how can it possibly be that Mayor Sam Liccardo only had two emails with people from Google? We believe he has not thoroughly checked his email or other devices, including his personal devices, which are subject to the public records law in California. They're also saying that they believe that some records the city thinks are considered privileged should not be considered privileged, and they argued that to the judge on Friday.
Let's actually take a step back
on Thursday.
On Thursday. Let's take a step back for a moment and talk about what land it is that is in question here. What are these negotiations? What land is San Jose potentially selling to Google?
Yeah, so a lot of it is just land. It's various parcels. There are basically 16 different parcels, different slices of land, all around Dearden Station on the west side of downtown San Jose. This is where Google has spent hundreds of millions of dollars already on buying up privately owned land. But Google had told the city that buying these random slices of publicly owned land would be key to allowing the project that they want to have move forward. And basically what they've created is a daisy chain of land that they own all around Dearden Station, that they have said that they want to create a mixed-use campus that would include retail, office, as well as residential units.